Hey, it's me, Gabe.
Hello, my name is producer Roba Laura Hall.
We're recording this from New Orleans on Sunday, November 13th, 2016.
What you're about to hear is not a complete episode of Trends with Benefits.
Can you tell them the whole story, please?
A few weeks back, we welcomed Matt Gourley as a guest for this episode, identification number 000-0036. And, my bad, I totally borked the recording.
Laura, we told you how important this episode was to us. All you had to do was hit record when we started, and not hit stop until we were done.
My bad, I was distracted. During the recording I was participating in a forum debate about HBO's Westworld. Frankly, I am sick and tired of the way Hollywood portrays horny robots on television.
Please don't multitask while we're recording, Laura. Matt came over, he was so funny and gracious. And the fact that we lost some of the episode is a total bummer. But we were able to salvage a couple of segments. We did an opening segment with him as well as July's funny pages. And we'll play both of those. And then Laura will do some plugs at the end.
I would like to point out that any flaws of mine are ultimately the responsibility of the human who created me, Gabe Dannon. If he wasn't such a sloppy programmer,
we wouldn't be in this.
Sophie did the ice bucket challenge with the new Hamburglar. Left Shark wore a dress at the Super Bowl, and we couldn't figure out if it was blue or gold. Trends with benefits. Oh, come on, girl. Trends with benefits. Trends with benefits. I'm talking about the trends with benefits.
Greetings and welcome to Trends with Benefits, the internet's only source for trends, hashtags, jokes, and memes. I'm Gabe Dannon, and I'm here with my two cool co-hosts, July Diaz.
Hello.
And Agata.
Hi, it's me, your friend Agata. And guys, we got a doozy for you today. We got a really special guest. You know him from his podcasts. I was there too on Earwolf. And Pistol Shrimps Radio, it's Mr. Matt Gourley. Thank you so much.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Thank you for having me in one of your homes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
We're so happy to have you here. It's very exciting.
I'm happy to be here.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming. This is a show where we talk about all the things that...
Everyone
hates their
microphone.
Mic stands.
I didn't know that we could do that until I saw you guys do it. And then
this is better.
It is so much better.
We're all handheld now. This is a show where we're going to talk about the things that are trending out in the world on the internet. Is that something that you find that you know generally? Do you have your finger on the pulse? Or
I'd say I'm 1 foot in, 1 foot out. It depends on the thing. So, like, for instance, the election, I'm all in. I'm obsessed.
Right.
It's all I do is read and listen to election podcasts and, like, statistics and things like that, and I can't get enough. But then again, like, the Ken Bone thing, I don't follow as much.
No, yeah. Right. Yeah, that's something that's very much trending right now when we're recording. Ken Bone.
Yeah.
Which is Saturday, October 15th at about noon. we like to timestamp it so people know when...
yeah. Where they were when they heard it.
Yeah, exactly.
Where they were when you recorded it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, sometimes exactly. It takes a while for these episodes to come out.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
But we like to think of ourselves less as a weekly recap show, as like what's happening right now.
I love it.
Yeah.
At this moment.
Yeah.
But yeah, Ken Bone, he lit the internet on fire, right? With
he sure did.
With
he
did. Just his being.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because I kind of started doing comedy through improv and doing a weekly improv show, this older show called Comedy Sports, and we would have to do like topical, we wouldn't do topical references. In fact, we didn't like to do that, but
right,
the audience would suggest that stuff, so you just had to know these things. And so I still like have this chip in my brain where something like Ken Bone comes along and I notice it, I stamp it, I record it, and I put it in this place, so I know how to use it as a reference. But I don't care or give a damn.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's so strange.
Yeah, it's funny. Yeah, I'm in a similar boat with the election. I follow it like crazily, but I can't
say anything intelligent about it at all. And that's why we don't really cover politics on this show too much. But yeah, that is something that they teach, because we all take improv classes and you kind of have to like know what's going on. Because if you're in a scene and someone brings up a reference, you don't want to be caught with your pants down.
Right. That's right.
And don't take your pants off when you're doing improv.
Well, we're learning something like that from this election as well. It's like right. It all goes hand in hand.
Yeah.
I was playing, remember that game, Draw with Friends? What was it called?
Oh, yeah.
Was that what it's called?
The Words with Friends? But no. Like the drawing
yeah,
one?
But the yeah. drawing one. Okay. So I remember like three, four years ago, my friend did Skrillex, and didn't know who that was. And so I just sat there forever guessing the same thing over and over, and I couldn't get it. And it felt like that was the first time where I didn't stow away a pop culture reference. Right. I'm sure I came across Skrillex many times, but I think at that point I was just like, I'm full right now. You
know? And now who's talking about Skrillex or who even remembers the name of that drawing game?
That's right.
I can't.
I can't either. Yeah.
I totally forgot about it.
What if I'd become a huge Skrillex fan since that was my gateway? I went, this is amazing.
Like, yeah, like now. Now's the time to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's all commit to like going home and listening to some Skrillex today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Comedy Sports was right around the corner here.
That's right.
A little while
ago.
I think they moved.
They did move, yeah.
That's pretty much all short. That's like short form games and
stuff
like that.
They would
that,
do
right?
some special long form shows that were like thematic shows. Like I think they did a Harry Potter or something. I was long gone at this point. But yeah, the main show was like pure short form, which in many ways is kind of how our group Super Ego came out of that, but then wanted to like fuck with it a little bit.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Well, we're big fans of short form improv on this show.
All right.
Big Who's Line fans.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you noticed, Matt, but over in the production booth over there behind the glass, on the ones and twos is our producer and also a robot. She's the robotic version of Laura Hall, the pianist from Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Oh, of course, yeah.
It's Robo Laura Hall.
Hello, my name is Robo Laura Hall.
Robo Laura Hall, please meet Matt.
Hi, Robo Laura Hall.
Hi, Matt.
Oh, how are you today? Not so good, huh?
I'm good.
Oh, okay, sorry. Robo Laura Hall, look up scary movies. Sorry, I've just been talking to Siri lately.
Oh, yeah.
Lot. Yeah.
No thanks.
Oh, yeah, Robo Laura Hall.
She has a bit of an attitude.
Wow, yeah. I like
she gets easily spooked, too.
Yeah,
so. It's too scary.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like her.
I'm sorry, Robo Laura Hall.
Yeah, she's a.
By the way, I love your work as the character Robot Dick.
Wow.
Thank you. That's an old chestnut there.
She does have access to all the information in the world, so she can look up any deep cut.
That was something I was always so proud of when I was a teacher, when students would find that old video online. It was like a comedy superhero thing.
Can you tell us about it? I'm not sure what
the
reference is.
So it's this, Channel 101 was this like online kind of video contest show thing. I don't know. It started by Dan Harmon and Rob Schraub. And so Dan Harmon had a show called Laser Fart. And it was just like a superhero show with all of the same like story trappings of origin and all that stuff, but in an absurd way. So he would shoot lasers out his butt. So I was sort of like one of his arch nemeses in this, and like Dr. Octopus, except for one tentacle robot dick. Yeah, it was, I don't know what to say. I do know this, though, that my ex-girlfriend from long ago, I've told this story before, but the first time I met her parents, who were super conservative, very sweet, but very Christian and very conservative, I met him and they went, oh, hi, robot dick. And I was just, oh, God. And like I said, some students would find it and, yeah.
I loved it.
Oh, thank you. That's nice.
She's being sweet today. Yeah.
She always manages to find some deep cuts for our guests to reference. So, We appreciate her doing the research.
Well, I think that's my deepest cut. I mean, and it cuts deep.
So are you still teaching?
I teach online still. This is the first time in, 16 years, this semester that I haven't taught on campus. I just got to the point where I was too busy, and I think I was maybe getting a little burnt out. Mm-hmm. So I stepped away from on-campus teaching, though. I miss it a little bit. But I guess I don't think about it that much, so maybe I don't that much. I don't know. I miss the students for sure. But when I think of individual faces and stuff, I loved this, especially the last few years. I had some amazing students, and so the online teaching is a totally different story, though. It's really dry and like automated, and I do very little. I'm always surprised. I'm standing by to do more, but it seems like all they have are technical questions.
Right.
Like, how do I make this click go?
Right.
You know.
What subject are you teaching online?
Online, I teach a general survey of like theater, so it's like dramatic structure and history of theater and that sort of thing. But on campus, it was like acting and improv and stuff that was more hands-on.
That's great.
So do you do like film yourself on Skype and they watch you?
Or? No, it's nothing like that. It's this is how crazy this is. It's an automated system where they read the textbook, and then there's a set of automated quizzes and midterms and finals. Mm-hmm. And I don't really, like, it's automated. It grades it. It does everything. So I've implemented a thing of, like, short essay questions that they do each week in a discussion forum. So I at least feel like there's some exchange between us. And then there's a term paper that they have to write, too. So otherwise, like I said, it's mostly emails going, my quiz didn't work. Reset it for me. Things like that.
That's what teaching's all about, right?
Yeah. And it's so boring because when I teach face-to-face, there's a lot of joking and we have a rapport and stuff. And this, because I refuse to kind of use emoticons and things like that.
Right.
It's just the most dry, boring class. I think it's mostly for people who work all day and need to get their humanities requirement out of the way or something. I don't know. I'm not sure exactly.
Do you guys want to get into our first segment? Does that sound like fun?
Yeah.
This is our advice segment. It's called Ask Agata.
Oh, yeah.
Ask Agata is meant for an adult audience.
Adult audience.
Ask Agata may contain sexually oriented content.
Sexually oriented content.
Listener discretion is advised.
What?
Agata, board certified addiction medicine.
This is the segment where the listeners write into me or call into me or text me and ask me questions about their life. I'm an expert on many, many topics. What do you have for me, Robalor Hall?
This question is from Clever Dan. Hi, gotta help me settle a long-running argument with my friend. Which is better, once and for all, New York or Los Angeles?
Classic debate.
<Yeah. laughs>
That's not really an advice question. it's a personal opinion question, but I'm going to say, and remember, my answer is final because this is my segment.
Yeah, right.
That's fair.
I'm going to say Los Angeles.
Okay.
And that may be controversial, but I like New York. I think it's a great place, but I like living here.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. I agree that it's also not advice. They aren't really asking for advice, but...
We're allowed to?
Yeah. Do you have an opinion on this?
I 100% agree with you. And it's not just because I was born and raised here, but I've been to New York, and I understand why people like New York, but it's not my temperament. I like a slower-paced, more spread-out kind of thing. Although I do wish we had weather, and I don't mean like the extreme weather in New York, but I really am dying for seasons, having been born and raised here. But otherwise, I guess I love L.A., Randy Newman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. I live here, too.
We all live here.
Where are you guys from originally?
I'm from Northern California, Bay Area, California. And so I've been a California boy my whole life, and I like it here. I've only spent a little bit of time in New York, and it's fun for it's like Disneyland.
Yeah.
You want to go there and then leave there. When the parade happens.
I'm that way with Vegas, too. Give me, like, a few days, and then I'm ready. Yeah.
July's from here. He grew up in Alhambra.
Oh, jeez. Mm-hmm. I live in Pasadena, and I'm always down at the Home Depot in Alhambra, and I never see you there.
You guys should meet up.
Yeah.
Really? I'm there all the time.
I think you're lying, because I was just there yesterday buying a big skull head. They've already phasing out their Halloween stuff. The Christmas stuff is already there, which, sorry, I don't mean to sidetrack this.
No, no.
Normally, I'm not a guy that is bothered by early Christmas stuff in stores because I love the holidays.
Yeah.
Right.
This is the first time I've had a problem because it was at the expense of Halloween stuff going away.
Right.
And we're looking for house decorations, and they weren't there.
And it's early October.
Yes.
Yeah. It's too early for Halloween to be gone.
It is.
I'm sorry.
I think I did see on Instagram you had some kind of spooky head on your house or something. Is that what you're talking about?
I am afraid to go in my own house. Because Amanda and I were like, let's take tomorrow, let's hit some Halloween superstores. We've never really embraced this kind of thing as much. And we were like, let's go full in for domesticity or whatever. So we went to these Halloween superstores. We sat in Halloween superstore for, no joke, 30 minutes debating to buy whether we should buy something called Rosie the... like dead house doll or Lil Nelly Bones, which is a child in a like skeleton onesie with a skeleton face on a swing that when you walk up to it starts swinging and goes, pray for the dead, all the dead will pray for you, pray on you. And Rosie is like a Victorian child with white hair and like a dead face with hollow eyes that goes inside, and when you walk up close to it, it turns on and starts like floating because her dress touches the floor, and she goes like, come back, don't leave me, don't make me angry. An echo on her voice. So we went with Rosie. And our cat Margo does not care for Rosie much. But the thing we got was this projection of a demonic face that just, we have, our house kind of has a big flat front. Mm-hmm. And so it's perfect for that. And it kind of moves and fades in and out. And it comes with 6 different faces you can put in it. Mm-hmm. And now that was there at Home Depot.
Right.
$29.99. Oh, wow. Can't beat it.
That sounds like a great deal.
I'm saying, pick one up. But you probably got a matter of hours before it's all Christmas stuff over there. So
right.
Hurry up.
Hurry up.
Yeah.
Do you get into the spooky? It sounds like you do, because that's hardcore scary stuff that you're talking
about. It is, and I have a genuine fear of horror movies, and I love them. We've been watching nonstop horror movies the past week or so, and so when I was putting that thing up last night and it got dark and I went out by myself to look at it, I went back inside.
Yeah.
And no one else is decorated on our street, so I feel like it's a little too scary. There's just this one thing, and it's subtle, and so I think people are going to drive by and think they saw it, and then go like, oh, well, who are they? And plus, we have a murder house on our street.
Really?
Across the street and up this hill. The house across the street is kind of up a hill, and apparently, he doesn't live there anymore, but the guy who still owns it and rents it out killed his wife.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. It's a real Halloween.
Spooky.
It ratchets Halloween up to like a 10 around.
Scary landlord to have.
Yeah.
Is he in prison or does he just lurk around the house?
Understand that my understanding of this story is told to us from our wonderful neighbor who I think likes to maybe gossip or something. But
right.
He told us that they were drinking, they liked to drink, and they had a fight or a struggle. And something happened where I don't know if he pushed her or what, but she fell or something. And then his story is they decided to sleep in separate beds for that night. And he got up in the morning and went to work, didn't check in on her, and then he came back after work, went into the bedroom that she stayed in, and she was dead. The coroner, however, says she was clearly bludgeoned.
Right.
So he took a plea deal and served a year and a half for manslaughter.
Wow. What?
Now, again, this is told to me by my neighbor, so you can virtually guarantee I've got like some of these things wrong, but that's the story as it was told to me. And so now he rents it out. He tried to sell it, but I'm assuming because he had to, by law, declare, I think there's a 5-year thing where you have to declare that not only did someone die, but hey, you're selling this house probably murdered this woman. It's horrible. And yeah, anyway.
And this is the neighbor that has a giant fence in front of him and doesn't ever show his face.
He doesn't live there, thank God. He rents it out. But we don't think the people that live in there know the truth about the house.
You should leave some like notes for them.
Like I'll throw it on a brick through a window. Yeah. With blood on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'd be good.
Just like, hey, I gotta tell you something.
Trying to help you out. Yeah. Concerned neighbor.
Invite them over to meet Rosie.
Oh God. So your cat doesn't like Rosie?
No, she, and she first really like didn't know what to make of it, and then like all things, she becomes quickly disenchanted. Like, oh, please, like stop bothering me. It's basically, laser pointers are great for like 20 minutes, and then she just can't be bothered.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Classic cat.
Would she prefer L.A. to New York?
Has she ever been to New York?
No, she's been literally in Atwater Village and our house in Pasadena, so that's the only places. I think she's definitely the happiest I've ever seen her at our current place, which is good because she was a handful.
Mm-hmm.
So she's only half a handful now, though. She's more than a handful as a cat physically.
Yeah,
big old cat.
It's a beautiful cat.
She's beautiful. Yeah,
my girlfriend is obsessed with Margot.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh.
She will show me every picture of Margot when it comes across the Instagram.
Well, we're hoping to get some good footage of her hanging out with Rosie.
Oh, cool.
So we'll see. I don't know. Right now, the worst part is Rosie. So when you turn Rosie off, she just stands there.
Mm.
And I have this desk that's like a tall, it's called a watchmaker's cabinet. It's this old thing that like a watchmaker would literally use and put like watch parts in. But so the part where you would put a chair under where your knees would go under is tall. So she fits exactly in it. Like, do you remember in Star Wars, there's this part where R2-D2 is just under a rock and it like fits over him exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. So I forget she's there and I'll walk by and there's just this girl in this cubby hole down there. It's harrowing.
Scary Rosie.
Yeah.
Ugh, no, thank you.
No, yeah. Thanks.
Too spooky.
Yeah. Anyway, if you have any advice questions for Agata, no, it's the question asker's fault because that wasn't an advice question.
Right.
But the answer is Los Angeles. If you have an advice question for her, please do write it into our website. It's twb.cool/ask, or call our hotline at 432 Agata. Hi.
Hi. Yeah, and I'm going to rephrase the question to be more like, hey, Agata, I'm thinking about moving to L.A. or New York. Which one should I do?
L.A.
And in that sense, the answer is still L.A., and I'll tell you why. It's a lot easier to live here, and that's it. Like, just life in New York is probably great, but also, like, harder.
Mm-hmm.
And life is hard enough.
That's right.
Right. Yeah. Why give yourself the extra stress?
Right.
Yep.
You don't deserve it.
Yeah. People aren't going to be like pushing you in a line here because we got a little bit more space, you
know?
That's
right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
That's been my experience. Every time I'm in New York, somebody is pushing me.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Same here.
Yeah.
We've just somehow, don't ask me how, discovered this thing with Margo where you can like gently start swatting like her haunches, like her upper butt, like kind of like you'd play a bongo.
Yeah,
she likes it firm, and she does this thing where she like goes low to the ground, and she likes that. And so what you do is you go like bucka 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 boom, and then levitate your hand right above her head. You don't even have to touch her head, and she goes. And so someone, I was trying to look for the perfect song to do that with, and someone suggested, is it Shine by Collective Soul? So it goes like, it's amazing how like regular she is with it. I don't know what this thing is, but she's crazy. She's like, I'm convinced she's like, alien civilization's camera. Like, that's
right.
Like how we have one of those pet cubes that, like, when I'm away, I could watch her right now with
Like,
little thing and play a laser pointer with her.
Oh my gosh.
And I think she is that for a higher race of beings. Whoa. That's like watching us.
Whoa, trippy.
Oh man.
That's crazy.
This is the number one animal behavior podcast.
Mm-hmm. That's
also
right.
On the internet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Proud.
I am proud.
Yeah.
July, is there another trend or do you have your funny pages or what's going on?
Can you ask Laura Robolore Hall if there's another trend?
Oh, yeah.
Sure. well, this is not so much a trend where it's an anniversary.
It's an anniversary?
Yeah, it's I Love Lucy's 65th anniversary.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're saying it instead of her?
Yeah.
Usually she says the trends.
She's busy.
Oh, okay.
What is she doing?
What are you doing, Robo Laura, huh?
This is her job to
read
the trends.
I know, she has one job.
Literally one job. We made her to do this. She shouldn't be too busy to do it.
Z, 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 Z.
Oh, she's sleeping. Sleeping.
Or she's listening to Z, 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 Z Top.
Yeah, could be. She's a big fan.
We got to talk to her about this after the show. She can't be snoozing on the job, Gabe.
Yeah, I don't know. I just got to set her screensaver to not kick in so soon. okay, so what were we talking about? ZZ Top? Oh, I Love Lucy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
65 years.
65 years. Wow.
Somehow seems young to me. I don't know why. I used to watch it a lot as a kid.
Sure.
Yeah. Loved it. Still do.
It's one of those things that, you know, when my French relatives would come to town, like, everyone could watch I Love Lucy. You didn't have to understand English to see a couple of people falling down on grapes.
Isn't there an episode where they go to the Eiffel Tower?
I remember when they were, like, bicycling through Europe at one point. Mm-hmm. So they must have gone to the Eiffel Tower on that trip.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's been a long time. We might have to like do a episode by episode, just go through the series.
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
You've never seen the show?
Mm-mm. Oh, really?
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wonder how it would seem to fresh eyes now.
Yeah.
Because I mean, it was grandfathered in like before my sense of criticism or anything. So it's something like, I always say that's why I like Return of the Jedi. I don't have a problem with it because when I saw it, I was like, there's no issue here. This is fantastic. Mm-hmm. And I still see it that way, even though I understand. But I wonder if Lucy, I bet it holds up.
Oh, yeah, sure. She's an amazing comedic
performer. She's so great.
Performer.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, she always wants to be in the show.
Yeah.
And Ricky does not want her to be in the show, but she'll find a way to be in the show.
Yeah. Amanda and I watched The Munsters recently. Uh-huh. Like a couple. We're really getting into Halloween over here. Yeah, and that I hadn't seen since I was a kid, and it holds up in that it is what it is. Like it's just a family of weirdos who insult their normal looking daughter for being ugly.
We were talking about this last night. Actually, was that was like the counterpart to the Addams Family, right?
Yeah, right. That's right. Yeah, mm-hmm. Except the Addams Family didn't have like a normal, right? They did they? Am I
cousin? It.
I mean,
normal.
He was normal under all that hair.
Yeah. Yeah. So Addams Family was never on when I was a kid, but Munsters always was. So I guess I'm Team Munsters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would agree too. But we were talking about that, right? Like how it was weird that that Addams Family came back in the 90s and was a huge hit.
Right. And that's kind of like entered the pop cultural history more now than the Munsters. But that wasn't the case until those movies came along.
Do you have like a favorite horror movie around Halloween?
Well, I have a long storied history with Halloween because my babysitter made me watch it when I was a kid, and it's just frightened the hell out of me. So that one holds a special place in my heart. I don't know if heart is the right word, but
like Freddy versus Jason.
I love the Friday the 13th movies. I love slasher movies because I was genuinely afraid of them as a kid. Mm-hmm. Ghost movies don't as much scare me, but slasher movies, because it feels more like that could happen, scare me. But this Halloween, we've been like really thirsting for good horror movies, and they're hard to find a good horror
movie. It is. Yeah.
It really is.
We've been burned a lot the past few nights.
Right.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to be like passing out candy, or what's your plan?
We will, but our street is a
little... You trying to get candy from...
No, I'm just wondering, like, going to a party?
We want to, but I think we may have a small thing, but our street is dark. Mm-hmm. There is a murder house, and the only decoration is a demon face that's very kind of subtle and realistic coming in and out of the front of a house. So I'm not anticipating a lot of children. Who knows? There's not a lot of kids on our street either. Okay. I'm bummed, but
They've
I think we may...
They've all been murdered.
By us. There are surrounding streets and parts of the neighborhood that look like amazing Halloween, classic Halloween streets. Also, less than 5 minutes away,
is the Michael Myers house filmed in South Pasadena.
Oh,
so
my goodness.
There's that plus the hedge that he stands behind. These are all really close, and I drive by them all the time. In fact, yesterday, Amanda put on a Pandora Halloween station, and the Halloween music came on as we were driving past the Michael Myers house. But then we discovered a new game. If you drive around and put that music on and then just look at people in public, they look different than they ever would. Like, they look like killers or victims with that music on. It's crazy how it changes your perception of them. And then, of course, murder them and then bring them back to
life.
Of course.
Yeah, just makes...
What city are you guys going to be in for Halloween?
Oh, that's a good question. I think we might be in Denver.
Ooh.
The spookiest city.
Denver for Halloween. I was hoping you'd say, like, New Orleans or something.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. I think we're going to be in Denver for Halloween and then Arkansas for the election. So we'll be deep in red country.
Whoa. I mean, that could be the epicenter of the revolt that I'm hearing about
right.
literally today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Are you going to join in?
You may have no choice.
I'm going to document it. You know, that's why we're taking this trip, is we're going to ask undecided voters what they really think of this election.
You're going to find your own Ken Bones.
Yeah. Sorry. It's called Boning Across Country.
Bone Trip.
2016. I love a good horror movie. And
do you have any recommendations? Like your favorites?
Well, I love the Dario Argento stuff.
Oh, yeah. Now, I've never really gone into those, but I think that may be next for
us. That's like, if you like a really, like, artistically done, like, creepy, those are really good.
What movies? I don't know.
Like, Suspiria is one, and Opera is another really good one, and they're just, like, they're really, like, more, like, stylistic accomplishments, but there's some good gore in them too.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus is good.
Halloween Town 1, 2, 3.
Also, An Inconvenient Truth.
An Inconvenient
Truth. Am I right?
No.
Bowling.
That's the real. Bowling. Yeah, those are the real horror movies.
That's right. Loose Change.
Amanda Knox.
Oh, yeah. Did you watch that?
Yeah, but then I fell asleep. I fall asleep a lot in movies. The reason I think we watch horror movies is I'm too scared to fall asleep.
Okay.
I actually stay up, but yeah.
My partner, Andrea, is in the other room, but she is a horror movie freak, and she'll definitely have suggestions.
Andrea, suggest.
She's going to wander out here like, what?
Do you want to do your funny pages?
Sure. Funny pages. funny pages. Funny pages. Funny pages.
Funny pages.
I didn't know you did some of these live. That's really special. Wow.
Okay, so this is the part of the show where I, July, read a comic that I've never seen before. A lot of the comics, I have no previous recollection of any sort of backstory at all. Matt, you got to choose between three comics.
Okay.
But first, do you have any previous experience with any comics?
Yeah, I used to read the funny papers, and I liked to draw a lot. So I tried to do some myself. They weren't very successful, but yeah. So I think I was, I will go to bat for Garfield. I feel like it at least has a beginning and middle.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, because at least in the days when I was reading, some were just made no sense. At least Garfield had a setup and a punchline. As bad as the punchline may have been.
Okay.
We've done many Garfields on the show, and it's almost always disappointing.
Yeah, I understand, but okay, I think you have a point.
I would say that it's very, very rare on this segment that a punchline lands.
Really?
But, you know, we keep holding out hope.
Yeah. Farside, I like the Farside.
Yeah.
Peanuts, but when I was reading, just were just like existential strange.
It's kind of depressing.
Yeah. All right. So,
let's hear what's going on.
Okay. So, you got to choose between Arlo and Janice, the Fusco brothers, and only because you brought it up, Garfield.
I'll take Garfield because I've never heard of those other two.
Okay.
So July will read deep cuts. The first, how many panels are there?
There are three panels.
Okay, so he'll read the first two, and then we guess the last.
We go around. Yeah. And we guess.
Don't let me down, Garfield. Don't let me down.
Okay, it looks like we're inside John's house.
Yeah, that checks.
Don't know what room we're in. We might be in the kitchen.
It's probably a counter involved.
A counter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
So John is sort of looking opposite Garfield, sort of with a bored face. Could be tired. Mm-hmm. Still unclear. Garfield is walking towards him with the same face. That's the first panel.
Okay. So they're just walking towards each other, and they both have, like...
Garfield's walking.
Okay.
John's just standing there.
Okay.
How many panels are there?
Three.
Okay.
Okay, second panel. Garfield thinks or says. It's still very unclear.
Garfield stinks.
It's still very unclear if John understands what he's saying, because... Yeah. There's sort of like a thought bubble and not a...
He never speaks. Yeah. It's always a thought, yeah.
So I guess he thinks toward John. Now John's looking at him. Someday you will be replaced by a donut frying robot.
Okay.
And that's it.
And then we've got to talk about the third panel.
Yeah, you guys have to guess what the third panel... What is the punchline to this amazing setup?
Oh, I may have spoke too soon.
Well, I'll say this. I mean, this already seems very timely. People are being replaced by machines in their jobs all the time. Cars are going to be driven by robots soon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, soon we'll have robots, you know, producing podcasts.
Doing the music,
all of that stuff. It makes sense. It tracks.
I don't remember Garfield ever getting political, so I don't I don't think the punchline is going to be like, "Oh, you're for free trade,"
right?
Or scaling down production or whatever. So, So read it again. That second line, or the only line.
Someday you will be replaced by a donut frying robot.
Also, I thought Garfield's thing was lasagna, not donuts.
Yeah. Will you tell us who speaks in the last one?
They both do.
Oh, they both do.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Well, is one of their responses more a punchline than the other?
Yeah.
Can you give us the setup to that? Is that breaking the rules?
Just guess, baby.
Oh, man.
Just give a guess.
Yeah.
Okay. Man. I have a guess. John says, "I thought your thing was lasagna."
Uh-huh.
And Garfield says, "We still have to work out all the kinks."
I'm with you on that. John says, "I thought your thing was lasagna." And Garfield goes, "We can fry that too." Or something.
Yeah.
Something like
okay,
that.
Okay, I got it.
I'm going to stand behind the same answer.
Thank you.
Okay, you're all wrong.
No, yeah. Wait, even me?
Yes, even you.
Gabe?
Gabe's wrong.
Mm. Matt?
Matt's wrong.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
John says, "What are you talking about?"
Wasted.
So he can hear him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. Begs the question, is John crazy? Mm-hmm. And Garfield, walking away from John, says, or thinks... Progress, baby.
Oh, boy.
Oh, so it is political.
Yep.
All right. Well, I rescind everything that I said. Sorry.
Yeah, Jim Davis, man. Yeah. I don't know if this is a new one or a classic Garfield, but I feel like Jim Davis is approaching his job with the same look on his face that John and Garfield had in the first panel, that ennui and just, I have to draw this man and this cat again.
For the rest of my life.
You have to, right? I can't imagine even a year in that you could be happy that you were doing it.
Yeah.
Right.
Everything has a burnout factor, but to do the same three panels.
Right. And like the same four jokes, because what we all know the same four jokes about Garfield, right?
Right.
Lasagna, hates Mondays.
Kicks Odie off the table.
Kicks Odie. Yeah. girl Odie. Wait, is there a girl?
Oh, yeah. What is her name? There's Nermal, too.
Nermal. Yeah.
I forget the girl's name. Well.
All right. So now's part of the show where I read the comments on the comic.
Oh, this is a great segment.
Chad Cheetah said, I want one.
Donut frying robot?
I guess.
Okay.
Aqua Yoshi 3 said, can John understand Garfield?
Ooh. Yeah.
And finally, Snake Mama said, wait until Garfield hears about bacon-crusted donuts. Mmm, bacon.
Oh, boy.
Those are
That bacon agenda is everywhere.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
There's your... I mean, how much does that come up on this podcast, just the bacon meme?
Oh, man.
All the time.
Yeah.
Mm.
Daily. Okay. Mm. Daily.
And we don't even do this every day.
Yeah, we don't. No. They all accumulate.
Yeah, I think... I think I forgot what I was going to say. Move on.
Okay.
That's the end of the funny comic section thing.
Oh, God. Oh, boy.
Love that outro.
Thanks again for tuning into this episode, and thanks again to Matt Gourley for being a great guest. Hot insider tip, Matt enthusiastically participated in the hoedown segment. It was one of the best we've ever done. Alas, that portion of the recording was not recoverable. Brownie face emoji. He did, however, record this great hoedown intro that survived.
Well, get yourself a little bit of straw and hail. Sit right down in the bale, my friend. Now you'll find you're in the barn, and you've come to a gruesome end. It's the hoedown, where you bro down with death.
You can follow him at Matt Gourley on Twitter, and please listen to his awesome podcasts, Super Ego, I Was There Too, The Pistol Shrimps, and James Bonding. If you have an advice question for Ask Agata, please send it in to twb.cool/ask or call or text her hotline, 432-AGATA-HI. Email the podcast at hey@twb.cool. Like and follow us on Twitter and Facebook at TrendsWBenefits, where the W is for, with, and on SoundCloud at TrendsWithBenefits. Follow me on Twitter at RoboLauraHall. All kinds of great content and announcements coming soon for all my diehards. Our theme song is by Andrew Clotworthy. Look for his tracks on SoundCloud at Clotworthy. Tune in next time. We've got an ep coming up that I didn't completely bork with our pals Andy and Alan. Until then, bye.